Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Certainly is, and in the studio this morning, we're going to be talking a little bit about screen time, which is something I'm sure we're all feeling kind of refreshed and maybe have had a bit of space from over the holidays, getting straight back into the year. Kia ora, Alex, how are you this morning?
Oh, I've... Here on the other side.
There we go. Sorry, I pushed the wrong microphone there. That was very professional of me. Kia ora, Alex. How are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the other side of the breakfast show.
Yes.
It's quite surreal.
Welcome to the studio. It's great to have you here. And we are talking about screen time and something that you've observed in teenagers that is really commonly associated with much, much older people. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this?
You're right. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm really interested in how our, you know, relationship with tech affects health.
Yes.
And it's a fairly new relationship, right, if we think of it. And in terms of eye and vision, which is what I'm interested in, one of the things we're seeing more in recent years is young people with dry eye disease. And dry eye, as you said, is more common in older people. But now, you know, you get sore eyes after a long day in front of a screen.
Yes.
But there's little research on the topic of young. So what we thought we'll do is we'll seek out a population of heavy young screen users.
Yep.
So we went to a gaming convention.
I was going to say, where did you go to find that? But gaming convention seems like the perfect place. That's hours and hours of
right?
Interrupted screen time, really.
And this is what they reported. And this was before the pandemic. So this is 2019 when
wow.
They reported an average of 43 hours of screen time per week, which was gaming and day-to-day screen use. And what we found was really striking, quite concerning, that over 90% of the population there, so we surveyed about 500 young people, had dry eye disease.
So what is dry eye disease?
Dry eye disease is a bit of a nightmare, or can be a bit of a nightmare. It's a very common eye condition. We've all had gritty eyes, sore dry eyes. Mm-hmm. But it can turn into a chronic progressive condition. Feels kind of like sandpaper on the eyes, right? And because it is progressive, because it has no cure, we see a great drop in quality of life, particularly in the older population.
That's, so as you say, particularly in the older population, but this being something that we're seeing presenting in teens, that must be very concerning for healthcare professionals to be sort of making these kind of connections.
It is, and we're seeing and we're hearing more and more of that from our clinicians on the ground saying, I have a lot of young people coming in with dry eyes. So there's many things that can lead to dry eyes if you're going to, you know, stare at a screen, or if you're going to spend time in a dry environment, or certain medications, contact lenses, there's many, many things aside from age and many other things you can't do much about.
Yeah.
But the screens are, you know, one of the big topics. So we tested that. So we looked at the symptoms and signs of dry eye disease and the amount of reported screen time these people do. And we found a strong correlation. The more you did screen time, the higher the chances were that these people had dry eye disease.
So this is something, as you say, you did this research pre-pandemic, and I guess for most people you'd think, okay, well, 43 hours and a gaming convention, that's a very specific maybe type of person or a particular catchment of people that we're talking about here. And then, of course, the pandemic has kind of changed all of that because we're all on our screens all the time at the moment, and kids especially having to learn from home, do a lot more on computers, do a lot more on Zoom, which we don't need even to have the studies in front of us to know it's exhausting to be on something like Zoom for a really long period of time. How do you think that this is going to be affecting some of these findings that you've had? Because it must be, I mean, everybody's screen time's gone up. What are you worried about or looking at in this space?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think one of the interesting things was that, of course, we went to a gaming convention, so we expected gaming to be a big driver of this. But when we looked at gaming time alone, that did not correlate to any of our findings. It was actually total screen time.
Right.
Work, school, leisure, you know, entertainment, all of these things actually added up to the great amount of screen time these people did, and then licked a dry disease. And like you said, with the pandemic and with lockdowns, with increasing screen time, we can only expect these trends to increase.
Mm.
Now, in terms of long-term concern, I think we're very early on. I think it's kind of like, you know, we've just gotten cars, mm-hmm. but there's little knowledge about the safety that comes with them in long-term use. What we need to understand, though, is that you and me have grown up in a, you know, time when screens were very different to today, right? We had to haggle for a phone or a computer to play Snake, whereas now, right now, cribs
Minecraft
are,
sweeper.
Cribs are born, cribs are not born, cribs come with tablet holders, right?
Totally.
So we have very, a very early onset age for really extended screen time. So what we need to now understand is that is whether there's significant health concerns. And these are just some of the early findings indicating that there may be some changes. And our worry is, or our angle is, that we know that dry eye being progressive, they're actually associated changes that are irreversible, permanent. It's kind of like teeth falling out, right?
Mm.
They do fall out. Tend to fall out at a certain age, but if that happens much, much earlier, which is part of what we're seeing, we kind of need to understand that.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I guess when we also talk about things like screen time, there's often a little bit of a like pearl clutching aspect to it. People get a bit like, oh my goodness, my children, or that sort of thing. You know, these are technologies that are also fantastic. They, you know, allow us to connect with people. They're really important, and we've got them now. Like, they're not really going anywhere. So what are you hoping this kind of research will do to help people, I guess, use them safer or use them more thoughtfully? What are you hoping your research is going to allow people to understand about this tech?
In one word, learn. It's in the Ready, Steady, Learn title. And I think this is really quite crucial. If people start understanding some of the effects and some of the mechanisms behind this, for instance, in terms of screen time and dry eye, we know it has to do with blinking. If you stare at a screen, you're more focused than otherwise. So you tend to blink less, right? If you blink less, your eyes dry out. If we do a staring contest now, your eyes will hurt, right? So this is what happens with screen time. The more you understand these things and are able to tune in and kind of listen to your body, you'll be able to make an informed decision. Some people are quite resilient. Some people can spend 16 hours a day each day in front of screens and, you know, not worry.
Yeah.
But others are more at risk, and we understand more and more about these specific risk factors. But listening to your own body, and if certain symptoms like these occur more often in you or your kids, seek help. Talk to your local optometrist. Get investigating this issue.
Totally. Well, it sounds like really fascinating research, and kind of, as you say, the start of a lot more research to come as into this sort of new way we all experience the world. But thank you so much, Dr. Alex Muntz, for coming in this morning and speaking with us. Have a lovely rest of your Tuesday.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.